Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Sabbathing for pastors. During a Bible study I was recently leading, I was asked how a pastor finds a day to set aside as a Sabbath day. This is tricky for pastors because Sunday is usually considered a work day for us. And even if we can take a day off, there are still people who need to speak with us. Check this out.
In shepherd leadership, I really worked on this a lot because I thought pastors needed this. So, you know, most people think about Sunday as being the Sabbath day. If you're a pastor, Sunday's a work day. But one of the things that really stood out to me about the life of Jesus, when you read through the Gospels, is there anything that you see him not doing on the Sabbath day that he does on the other days? I mean, it's on any day of the week, you'll see him speaking in the synagogue, healing people, teaching. And yet, and that's what kind of infuriated the Pharisees so much, like, wait, you're not supposed to do this on this day. Well, isn't this the day for doing good? You know, what we see about Jesus and this is really Sabbathing. He didn't take the day, but he was so tuned in and probably way better than we are. That's why we need to set aside a day. But he said, Mark chapter 1, verse 35 says, early in the morning, he got up and made time to pray before his day started. We see him after a busy day of ministry. He says to his disciples, you guys get in the boat, take off. I'm going to dismiss the crowds. And after the crowds are gone, he said, now I'm going to stay here and pray. When he's on the boat and he doesn't have anybody to teach or anything to do, he says, I'm tired, I'm going to take a nap. So he's very tuned in to, this is where I need to recharge.
Being able to Sabbath is vital for all leaders, but especially for pastors. I spend 5 chapters in my book, Shepherd Leadership, talking about the mental, physical, spiritual, and relational health of pastors. If you are a pastor, I encourage you to pick up a copy of my book. If you love your pastor, please get a copy for him or her. I was recently interviewed on the Thriving in Ministry podcast specifically on the topic of Sabbathing, and I will share a link to that podcast as soon as it's available. In the show notes, you can also check out some other blog posts I've written about Sabbathing.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.